Hi, Mr. B. I'm so excited about my driving lesson today. Last time, I barely made any mistakes at all, huh? Were you able to get the tar off your car okay? Good thing you spotted that roadwork sign ahead while I still had a chance to make a U-ey, huh? Too bad about spinning your tires on the fresh asphalt, though. But I won't be making that mistake again. But I'm getting better, right? Huh? I'm so happy you think so, too. Yeah. So, how's Ashley doing? It's been a while since we hung out together at your place. But I still see you as a second dad, you know. Do you, remember all those times when your daughter and I would walk home for lunch during school lunch hour? And you made us those delicious pancakes with fresh blueberries on Fridays. Yeah, I really like those. I miss that a lot. But I guess Ashley and I just kind of drifted apart when we went away to different colleges. Huh? Well, anyways, enough about Ashley. Let's talk about me. How do you think I'm doing? Will I be ready to take the driver's exam soon? Oh, yeah, I know. I haven't paid for the last two lessons yet, have I? It's just that, yeah, I know the exam is another 200. Oh, why haven't I paid for those lessons yet? Oh, well, you see, money is kind of tight at home right now, and, oh, don't get so serious all of a sudden. It's only money. Chill out. I've never seen you like this before. You're scaring me, Mr. B. Well, yeah, we did just get a new car, but, oh, okay. Don't be mad, okay? Maybe my dad did give me the money to pay for my lessons, but I kind of spent it shopping, you know? Well, I bought this sexy little top with some of the money. You know, the one I'm wearing right now. See? And then I bought some... Oh, please don't yell at me. Stop, please. Please don't be angry. I can make it up to you. I really can. And please don't tell my dad. He'll kill me. He told me that the money was just to be used for my driving lessons and nothing else. I really don't want to get in trouble with my dad. Please? Please? I'll do anything just so you won't tell him. Maybe I could, you know, I could be nice to you. Like, really nice. Maybe I could do something for you that you, something you might like? You know. What do I mean? Do I have to spell it out? You see this hand here? I know how to do stuff with my hand. I know how to do stuff more than just spend my dad's money. You know. Oh, don't look at me like that, pretending that you're all shocked and everything. Last time you took me for my driving lesson, I saw you staring at me out of the corner of your eye the entire time. I wore a low-cut top. In fact, that's the very top that I spent the lesson money on. You thought you were being so sneaky, but I saw you staring at my cleavage that whole time. That's why you didn't yell at me when I drove your car on that fresh asphalt. You were too busy looking at my tits. And honestly, I don't blame you. That top did make my tits look big. Huge, even. You see, it had these cups underneath, and... Yeah, definitely worth the money, wouldn't you say, Mr. B? I may be young, but I know what men like. They like looking at a cute young girl with big tits, wearing a low-cut top, made of thin-knit fabric, and a size too tight. Yeah. You understand how wrong this is, don't you, Mr. B? Me talking to you like this? I mean, I used to play with Ashley at your house when I was still in school. And now, here I am, all grown up, sitting next to you, alone, in the car, and you staring at my tits. What would Ashley think if she heard about this? Or my dad? Oh, come on. We're both adults now. I'm old enough to know about sex and stuff. Why don't you just let me, you know, service you so we can put this silly financial matter behind us. We don't even have to drive anywhere. We can do it right here in the driveway. My dad won't know. He never looks out the window. He's too busy lying in his reclining chair watching TV. Here, let me just touch your cock bulge a little bit through your pants. Maybe even rub your cock a little bit. Like this. Wow, you're hard already. You must like seeing my hand on your bulge. Feeling the warmth of my hand through your jeans. Did you like that little squeeze I just gave you? I'm being so naughty, Daddy. It's okay if I call you Daddy, isn't it, Mr. B? God, it's so big. Can I take it out, Daddy? Wow, it's huge. Ashley never did tell me that her daddy had such a big cock. But maybe she doesn't know. And to think you were hiding this from me all this time. Oh, sorry. I know Ashley hasn't seen your cock like this. I'm just teasing you, Daddy. Please, don't be mad at me. I know. Here, let me kiss it and make it all better. Maybe then you can forgive me. Look at it shine. It's so big and hard for me. I bet that you've been fantasizing about this, haven't you? About having my tiny little hands wrapped around your big, thick cock. Look. See how I can barely wrap my hand around it? Does it turn you on that my hands are so tiny compared to your big cock, Daddy? See? Does it turn you on that you're in the car with an 18-year-old girl right in front of her house while she strokes your big, fat, juicy cock? And that my dad is inside the house right now watching TV? While this little girl is outside in a car being a filthy, dirty slut for an older man. An older man who also happens to be my best friend's dad and her driving instructor. God, you're such a pervert, Daddy. I know what you're thinking. So many things. So wrong. But it feels good, doesn't it, Daddy? You think I talk too much? Well, what else should I be doing with my mouth besides talking? You got any other ideas of what I could be doing with my mouth? Sorry, Daddy. I didn't mean to tease you so much. Mm-hmm. I'll be good. I promise. Mm-hmm. I'll be a good little girl. I make you feel so good, Daddy. Better than you've ever felt before. My silly little mouth is yours. I'll make up for everything, Daddy. Oh, you taste so good. Oh, yeah. Do you like the way I'm whirling my tongue around your tip? I can feel the pre-cum dripping out on my tongue, Daddy. See? I'll suck it all up. I got a good little cocksucker I am for you. You like a pretty little mouth on your cock, don't you? And you like the way my lips wrap around it. I can barely fit you in my mouth, Daddy. And I'm really getting bigger and harder. Oh, I've never had such a big cock in my mouth before, Daddy. Not even my boyfriend. You blow my mouth up so good. Oh. Oh. I love the way you hold my head. While I move my mouth up and down your sack. Oh. It's amazing. I'm going to try and take it all the way down my throat now, Daddy. For you. You like that, Daddy? The way my throat closes around your cock as you drink it all the way down. God, I feel like such a little slut sucking your cock off like this, parked in front of my house, where anybody can see me. See me with all the cock in my mouth. I don't want to stop, though. Your cock feels so good in my little mouth, Daddy. I want your spunk. I want your spunk in my mouth, Daddy. Your nice, thick, warm cum. Get inside my mouth. Please, fuck my face, Daddy, and come inside my mouth. Yes, I could come inside a fuck toy. Moving that. And it all went down my throat. Oh, you taste so good, Daddy. Mm-hmm. Did I do a good job, Daddy? Do you think it was worth those two lessons I owe you for? Oh, I'm so happy. Yeah, yeah. Let's keep this at our little secret, though, Daddy. Please, just between us. And maybe when my dad gives me the money for my next lesson, I'll buy some nice lingerie instead. Yeah, yeah. Would you like to see that, Daddy? I'll be sure to wear that top you like so much, too. You know, next time. And, maybe we can arrange something like this again. Huh? You know, for the driving exam. Your little girl has a lot more to offer to you, Daddy.